You're listening to an RNIB Connect Radio podcast.
A new partnership in London is helping make an already magical experience even more magical and accessible for fans of the big Harry Potter series. Now, a partnership with Warner Bros. Studios Tour London, the making of Harry Potter, and Guide Dogs UK is helping make the tours more accessible to blind and partially sighted visitors. Well, joining us now today to tell us about her recent experience of visiting the famous studios is Lucy Franks. It is so nice speaking with you again, Lucy.
Yes, and you.
Lucy, before we go into this, this is obviously an experience that's been a collaboration between Guide Dogs and the studios. So let's introduce your guide dog.
I attended with my guide dog Mabel. She's a short golden Labrador. She's the cutest guide dog in existence. I will fight anyone for that. We've been together 5 years. She's 7 years old now, and she loves going out and about to things like this, anything new.
Lucy, was this your first time visiting the studios and doing a tour there, or have you been before?
No, I have been before. It's been some time, possibly as long as 10 years. And although I did have sight deterioration when I went before, my eyesight is much worse now. And I went with a group this time. There was five other people with me. There's two ways as a sight impaired person that you can do it, really. You can do what we did. We were able to book in advance an audio description guide, a person to take us around the whole tour. And we basically had them for the duration of our visit, but you don't have to do that. Each section of the tour, there are people there who have been trained and, you know, who can give assistance at each point and show you something specific. They also provide handheld accessible image books, which are in braille or large print, and they include a map. And there's also handheld audio visual guides in various languages as well as other accessibility items they have. One of our party had a sensory bag, which had headphones and a fidget and a sunflower lanyard. From an accessibility point of view, they really are doing quite a lot. Most of it in my case was seeing things up close. So we had a magnificent guide, and what she would do at each section, as we went into each section, she would describe what was there, and then I would say, oh, I'd really like to see this, or no, I've seen that before, or whatever. And then you've got sort of barriers. Say you've got a row of costumes behind a barrier, she would go behind the barrier and put gloves on and pick up some items for us to look at. We did touch some items. Each section there are tactile things anyway, but the first thing she did was ask me how much I see and what would be helpful. It's not one size fits all.
That sounds fantastic. And what was it like getting to the studios? Because I know it's a little bit outside of London. A lot of people assume it's central London. It is not. Was that process easy? And was it easy locating the entrance and the ticket desk and everything else you needed to find once you got there?
Yeah, so it's actually located in Watford, which is on the outskirts of London. It's right off the main road. So I think it is pretty straightforward to find. It's a big place once you get there. There's signage. There's loads of free parking. From a guide dog point of view, they've got a little fenced off grass area for guide dogs. So you can actually let your guide dog off the lead and they can do what they need to do, or just have a bit of, you know, free time, sniffing time, as I call it. If you ain't need it at any point on the tour, you just get either the person who's guiding you, or if you haven't got someone, just ask any staff member and they will take you out there and back again, because you're not usually allowed to leave. Once you leave, that's it. You can't go back in. But obviously for guide dogs, they make an exception to that.
And what would be your highlight from the tour this time around?
Oh, that's a good question. I would recommend having the person go around with you. I think especially if it is a first time, because it is big. I mean, it's not small. It's mostly indoors, but it's the size of a theme park. I mean, there's not theme park rides and that there, but it's that sort of size. I think you do need a day there. There's a large model of the whole of the castle and the village and the surrounding areas, which I just love. I don't want to give spoilers, but there was a dragon that was just amazing, and I stood and watched about four times. I did ask the people I was with what their highlights were, and they had the purple bus, triple-decker purple bus, and showed you how it worked. So it had all the special effects, if you like, that were associated with it, but just mechanical things, really.
I remember that tour being quite interactive with, like, being able to go and see some of those things up close. Lissy, from the point of view of someone who is partially sighted, what would you think would be nice to see changed or maybe just slightly tweaked going forward with these tours? Anything, any advice?
The one thing I found difficult personally, I have RP, and one of the main issues with that is your sight is vastly reduced when it's dark. So whereas some other people will still be able to see something, you can't. And the whole tour is actually quite dark. Now, that's intentional. I guess it's atmospheric for one thing, but actually it's to protect all the things, because these are the actual things that were used in the films. These aren't makeups of, oh, this is what that set looked like. This is the actual set. You're walking through actual Diagon Alley, through the actual large hall and that sort of thing. And they're the actual props. So therefore, they need to protect them. So therefore, they have dim lights. So for me, that was the biggest problem. I really only saw what was pointed out to me. Obviously, if you're completely blind, it makes no difference whatsoever. But for someone like me, or for people with low vision, that was the biggest problem, but I'm not sure how much they can do about that. I just remember getting outside. There's an outside area with a few props for photo opportunities. And I remember getting outside and going, oh, thank goodness for that. You know, I can see, sort of thing. So that's something I'd ask sight impaired people to bear in mind, but I'm not sure they can actually do very much about that.
Well, Lissy, is there anything else you think it's worth for anyone going to the studios to know in advance?
I just wanted to point out the booking process, actually, because that was slightly different. So whereas if you need a carer ticket, normally you have to sort that all in out in advance. And it can be quite a difficult process. You know, they might make you do it online when you don't want to, or make you do it for a phone call. And what they do here is they actually give you the plus one on site. So you don't book it in advance at all. As someone who likes to have all their ducks in a row, I did find that a bit, oh, you know, I've got to make sure I remember to take my proof with me. But actually, it did make the booking process easier. It did mean you could just book it online normally. Anyone could book it. It didn't have to be you. Or you can phone, or you can email. I phoned the accessibility line about booking the audio description tour, and they were really, really good. So, yeah, I think it makes the booking process more accessible, because you can do it how you want. The only thing is you've got to remember to take your PIP letter or your access card with you.
Well, Lissy, it's been so lovely chatting about the tours. And if you've been listening and, like Lissy and Mabel, you would like to go and check it out for yourself and maybe find out about all the different ways to get there, all the accessibility features, I'd say the easiest way to find out more details is visit the website at wbstudiostour.co.uk, or you can call the visitor services team on 0800 640 4550. Well, Lissy, thank you so much for speaking with us today on RNIB Connect Radio.
Thank you for having me again.
For more interviews, features, and shows, go to your favourite podcast provider and search for RNIB Connect Radio.